How's life?
Just peachy. About as peachy as these peonies are.
Let's see. Peonies.
Yeah, peonies. Thanks. Sorry. Peonies. Peonies. They're peonies.
They're my wedding day flower.
Are they? When I tell you at the moment, I am in a period of stopping and smelling the roses. I stop in the street to smell them, and I bought these guys, and the smell of them.
Stunning.
Stunning.
Now, there's the thing. I'd love to know. They were obviously my wedding flower. If I stopped to smell the roses on my wedding day.
Ooh.
I don't know if I did. How many brides stop and smell their wedding bouquet?
Wow.
It's a good question, isn't it?
Great question. Drinking some tea, and it says on my yogi tea, trust is the question, love is the solution.
Oh.
Did you run as well as reunite?
Yeah, I did a five.
A five, a high five.
I was high after it. It was great.
Oh, great.
I was running beside someone, Helen, who pushed me. So she was running at a pace that was a little bit faster than me. But I appreciated the challenge.
Pacers are good. You're like, I'm not going to be able to keep this up. And then you're like, hold on, hold on. I can. They make you dig deeper, don't they?
Totally. And then it's like I'm reaching somewhere where I didn't think was possible.
Yes.
Because of my own limiting beliefs.
Oh my God. All the wisdom. We haven't even started and the wisdom is here. It's funny, actually. I have a pair of shorts on today. And that, I can tell you, is a huge deal for me, because if I had limiting beliefs around my body, and I haven't got many of them left at this point, but it's my legs. I'll always appreciate a pair of pins on someone because I feel like mine aren't presentable enough. But I have a lovely pair of, I think they're Arquette, black denim shorts. And I got them at like not tight, like they're lovely and loose. Like you'd wear a loose pair of like maybe, what's the linen, like a linen pair, but they're actually denim. It's weird, actually. I'm wearing much looser clothing. And that is probably also reflecting how loose and free I am in my mind and my life.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just to add to that, so grateful for the people in their 20s now, because I feel like they kind of just wear anything.
They are wearing all of those kind of loose 90s inspired stuff, and it's
yeah you don't have to keep up with the fashion. You can just throw on anything and then you look like a cool 20-year-old.
Yes. Do you remember us having to go through the bandeau dress years?
Oh my God.
I was here the other day with the builder and he put the flooring down for me and he was like, you want to be careful with your hair, with your high heels. And I looked at him like he had just asked me, was I from Timbuktu? I was like, high heels. My high heels live in a box marked miscellaneous. Like they're not a well-trodden path around here. So the floor will be fine.
So I went to an event on Wednesday, Sinead Keary's event. And obviously like her stuff is so gorgeous. I was like, obviously I'm going to wear heels. So there I was like trodding through Stephen's Green with my buggy and my baby in a pair of heels. I go to the event and everyone's in flat shoes. I was like, God, I forgot that in the real world, we're all wearing flats, even to fancy things.
Yes. I'm going to a birthday party tonight. Haven't been to a birthday party in ages. I'm really excited. And I was trying to work out what I was going to wear. And the first thing I thought of was, oh God, trotting, clip-clopping to the tube. And then I just went, oh, you mad bastard. Nobody wears heels anymore. You can wear trainers to a birthday party.
Because you see, you wouldn't get into places back in our day unless you were in your heels and the boys were in, you know, Blind Boy did this. But did you listen to the podcast he did about the brown shoes?
No, oh, no, I must.
I have never laughed so much at a podcast. And that's saying something, because I listened to like Tommy, Hector. I listened to funny podcasts. This was the best. I'm going to link it. Actually, we're hitting a recommends.
Brilliant.
And we haven't even started. It is the funniest thing. Oh my God, Claire, please listen to it today.
I will listen to it today for sure.
Okay, let's just start the podcast.
Let's.
So that we can continue, because I feel like I've so much to say. To Soul Sisters with me, Georgie Crawford.
And me, Claire Solon.
Let the good times roll because the gang is back together. Soul Sisters and Colgate Max White Ultra. Well, we cannot do a podcast without them. And we are so delighted to say that this season is brought to you with thanks to our good pals over at Colgate Max White Ultra.
And in even better news, this season will bring an even brighter future for our smiles with more excitement coming from Colgate soon. Stay tuned to future episodes of Soul Sisters for more.
So, I have just had the most soulful morning. We had our New York reunion. So that's a lot of people who came to New York with us. We all just met up and we did some people did a 5K, 10K. Shane, our MVP of the trip, he did a 16 kilometer run around Marley Park.
Whoa.
Now, we were all talking about Arosa because there is 60 of us from New York going to Switzerland together in the new year. Because we are 60 best friends.
Oh.
And I was just chatting to, we were all just standing in the little groups down in Marley Park having our coffees afterwards, where we sat and spoke for 3 hours after the run.
Oh. Whoa.
3 hours. So anyway, someone said to me, oh, Georgie, it's going to be your 40th, you know, will it be... Will you be turning 40 when we are in Arosa doing the Swiss Alps run? And I said, no, actually, my birthday's the 23rd, but, you know, I'm really thinking of challenging myself to do the half marathon in the Swiss Alps for my 40th month. And then David, one of the New York crew, his sister was there, Fiona, and she said, it's David's 40th when we're over there on the 13th. And I was like, David, and it's his 40th as well. Now, you'll know your birthday is the 4th of February, right? The 4th of January. You're a January baby.
Yes.
You will know, and I said this to David, we have had 40 years of birthdays in January.
Uh-huh.
Where no one wants to celebrate with you. No one wants to go out. The days are dark. The feelings are low. I was like, and it's our 40th and we're going to be together in Switzerland. We deserve this.
I have got the biggest dose of FOMO I think I've had in 2024 so far.
Claire, I think that you need to make this happen. We'll celebrate your birthday. We can be birthday triplets. There has to be more people in the 60 that are also born in January. And for anyone who has a January birthday, we deserve this.
Can I tell you what I did this morning?
What?
A cheesy, easy, threesy. I didn't get in the bath until after, but I got out there and I said, I'm going to do the park run. And I went and did 3.7K, inspired by you runners.
The $1 million question. What were you listening to while you were running?
Muzak.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Like pop tunes. I have a sort of a pop mix that just like the old, like old Kanye, old... Beyonce, like R&B, that kind of stuff. Mm. 90s, yeah. 90s and noughties.
Oh, nice.
That makes a change. You got a text there. Who is it and what does it say?
Oh, well, it's from one of my 60 best friends.
Go on then.
It's from Annette. She said, absolutely lovely morning. It was great to see everyone again. Thanks, Jamie and Georgie. Team Good Glow is special and Team NYC 2024 is very, very special.
Oh, that is just nice. So nice.
So how was your week?
Well, I'm absolutely buzzing today because the sun is shining and I am, you know, now officially a runner again. So that's brilliant.
Congratulations. Welcome back.
Thanks. It is a welcome back, you know, because as I was doing the run this morning, I thought to myself, God, I just took my time, didn't force it. And I was like, oh, you see, I've had a lot of resistance around this. And it's like when everybody's doing it, you know, when you get into that state of mind, you're like, everyone is doing it. Everyone's telling you how good it is. You're like, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to watch that program that everybody's watching. And having pushed through the resistance this morning and gone out there and pounded the pavements, I feel so much better. And now I feel like anything is possible.
Oh, God. It's the runner's high.
It is. So I'm delighted to be back. And I would really, really like to be in Arosa in January 2025.
And become a birthday triplet.
Yeah. So what are the options?
So the options are, I think you can do a 5K over there, a 12. There's a half marathon. I can't remember. I don't know what else there is.
A 12 sounds superb to me, you know?
Yeah. I think you'd fit right in.
Oh my God, that's great. That's fantastic. So my week is, actually what I did this week is kind of connected to what you're bringing, the energy you're bringing to the podcast now, because I went, my dating coach, Emer from Kindling Dating, couldn't go to an event. And so she offered me a ticket, and the ticket was to a talk, a seed talk. So you can find them on Instagram at Seed Talks. They do talks in the UK and in Ireland and online. But the topic of the talk was loneliness and the body, how relationships impact your health. So just hearing you talk about your 60 best friends and inserting yourself and building a community around you is the best antidote to loneliness there is.
Yeah.
So I wanted to just bring a few of my takeaways from the talk. So the talk was in Brixton, which is very close to me here in Southwest London. And I, first of all, I was going on my own and I was thinking, this is, you know, what a cliche. I'm going alone to a talk about loneliness. But it was in a pub in Brixton, and there was a lovely crew of people there, about 30 people there. Went in, got myself a ginger beer, because I'm ginger, and I sat down. And there was, the talk was by a researcher, a doctor who works in the area of loneliness and researches the area of loneliness. So she said that 1 in 5 people experience loneliness. It can manifest in the body as pain, depression and fatigue. So approximately 9 million of us in the UK would be experiencing loneliness right now. High quality relationships are the antidote to loneliness, but, and here's the kicker, low quality relationships can exacerbate it. So loneliness just doesn't occur to people who are alone. If you have a difficult family situation, a difficult relationship, or difficult friends, you could actually feel lonelier than someone that's completely alone.
Yeah.
So people concerned with social rejection report more intense pain responses, and larger networks of friends like the Good Glow Runners can cope better with pain. So she had 5 tips to help us sustain relationships that protect our immune system. Tip 1, practice fighting constructively versus destructively. So if you're having disagreements with people in your system or your relationship, be vulnerable and be honest. So rather than going in with that, rah, just say, I'm here and I feel really sad, or I feel quite upset, or what's happened between us has made me feel like you don't love me. And that means the fight will go much better and resolve itself quicker. Tip 2, this is an interesting one. Idealize your partner as much as possible. So she clarified this one. This is not about putting your partner on a pedestal, but it's like, for instance, say if you and Jamie were doing something and Jamie said, don't worry, I'll take care of that. And you say in your mind, he says he's going to take care of that. And I know from past experience that he is not going to take care of that. So in your mind, you're actually manifesting his mistake rather than saying, do you know what? I know Jamie might forget that. So in 2 days' time, I'm going to give him a little nudge and go, hey, don't forget to get those train tickets, or don't forget to do that. Now, I know, by the way, that is false information, because Jamie would never forget to book tickets.
Never.
Love you, Jay. Tip
Jamie!
Tip 3, work on your self-love and personal reflection. So spend time looking in the mirror. looking at your life, your external world is a reflection of what's going on inside. Tip four, to keep the spark alive, do small togetherness activities. Date nights. Simples. And finally, tip five is for me, and it's talk to strangers.
Oh, love it.
You know, because they are as lonely as you are, standing in the queue for coffee, wherever you can talk to them. Just say something. It won't always go your way. I know this. Varying levels of success interacting with strangers. But when it pays off, when I get a smile from a stranger, it's the biggest high I get all week.
I love this. I have something to say. Why is your screen purple?
Is it the sunshine?
Is it the sun coming in, or is there a fingerprint on your camera? Ooh. Rub it there with a bit of cloth.
Sure.
No, it's not. It's just there's a purple, glow on you.
Yeah.
You need to look that up.
I do. Well, it's actually Saint Germain is what it is, apparently.
That's his buzz.
Such a good question. Such a good question. What is his buzz?
Do you know?
Hold on. Let me just find Saint Germain. Saint Germain, what is his buzz?
Hey Siri, what's Saint Germain's buzz?
Yeah, Saint Germain.
Okay, I found this on the web for what is Street Germain's buzz. Check it out.
Oh, I found it. Saint Germain is known as the ascending master who is the keeper of the sacred violet flame of healing. Saint Germain is deeply concerned about humanity.
It's kind of like lifted a little bit now since we've acknowledged Saint Germain.
Yeah, hello Saint Germain. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're listening on Apple, please like, subscribe and leave us a review. So what I was going to say was, last Sunday, myself and Jamie had a glass of wine sitting at our fire pit, and I said to Jamie, I feel lonely living in this house sometimes. And that's hard for Jamie to hear because this is his dream house. This is Jamie's dream. And he said, yeah, you need to arrange to meet people more often. You need to go meet your friends, you know, go do things. And I was like, no, it's not that. It's the, hey, from a stranger. It's the eye contact. I'm not lonely from not meeting my friends because I see my friends. I see my family. I'm surrounded by people all the time. But I don't get the hit, the stranger hellos. It's a different hit. And I was like, Jamie, that's what I miss. So the next morning, I got up and I went for a run and I said, you know what? I'm going to walk back with Tal instead of, because he was down at the school, just to put myself out there a little bit more and walk past a few strangers. And then Jamie, when I got home, he said, let's go to Enniskerry for a coffee. And I was like, that means a lot to me right now. So we went to Enniskerry and I got my few little hellos.
Oh, there's nothing like it. I was in Cut the Mustard this morning and they have merch. They have t-shirts and they have a new tote bag. And the tote bag is 20 quid. It's big. But I said to myself, I am actually going to buy that tote bag and wear it around the place because it's such a good conversation starter.
What's on it? What picture?
So they have like an animation of coffee and pastries and bread. And then they have their logo.
They should be like giving you that stuff.
You know what? They probably should at this point.
Do they know?
Do you know what's happened in Cut the Mustard? Did I tell you this? There's two Irish girls working there now.
Right.
So, you know, we're the chatty ones, like.
And it's small worlds. Like someone surely has to go in and go, oh, I listened to a podcast about this place.
There is actually, I've heard a few Irish voices in there as well. So maybe. Oh, how would I bring it up?
Well, Saint Germain is back.
Oh my God. Hi. Saint Germain wants us to move on. Okay, fine.
Jamie got me tickets to the Gypsy Kings for my shit January birthday. And I was like, oh my God, he got me tickets to see them in the Royal Albert Hall, which is one of my favourite places in London. And I was absolutely thrilled. Although when your husband does stuff like that, you're like, did you think this through? Who's minding our kids when we go to London? But he had spoken to my mum and it was all good. Except it was like 2 weeks after we got back from New York. And I was in that cancer scare. Mm. And I was like to Jamie, I cannot listen to the Gypsy Kings when I'm in this frame of mind. Like it will send me over the edge, let alone in a different country to my children. So we had to pass on the Gypsy Kings in London, which hurt my soul. So anyway, I am booking my holiday. We're going to out to see my mum and Joe in the summer in Spain. Who's playing on the Friday night?
Stop.
The Gypsy Kings.
What a synchronicity. Can I just stop? Everyone stop for a moment and look at this situation. Believe that the world is always working for you. Mm. And you were disappointed, but you were not in the right frame of mind. So just up ahead was an opportunity to do the same thing, only better.
Yeah, and it got me thinking, right, just when you're saying that, I went on a retreat with Kildare Village and we went forest bathing. So I was sitting down and you go and you pick a tree and you sit at the, you know, beside a tree and it was amazing. And I was like, oh God, Jesus, I haven't done this in so long. And I was looking at this one tree and it was moving from side to side at a really fast pace. And I was like, oh, so mad. And I scanned the other trees and I was like, so weird. That tree is the only tree that's moving. And then as I sat there, I looked at the tree beside it for longer than I had scanned. No. That tree was moving too. Then I looked at the other tree. That tree was moving. And as I sat there for 5 minutes, I was like, all of these trees are moving. But because I was focused on this one tree when I first sat down, I was like, none of the other trees are moving because you're so focused on one thing. Mm. But then when I opened up my world and actually took the time to look around, I was like, everything is moving here and I didn't notice. And then it reminded me that everything is always working for us and moving. Although we can be so focused on one thing, one outcome, one tree, never stop believing that the cogs are moving on all parts of your life and to just trust and remember that in those tough days.
That is so important. Zoom out and have a look around.
Mm.
Crucial.
Yeah. So anyway, that's a wrap on this week's episode of Soul Sisters.
So we front loaded the podcast with all of the good stuff. Thanks for joining. I wanted actually, do you know what? I have a story that's kind of, which is we're really weaving in the themes here. So maybe I'll stay on the theme that we're on. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So a soul sister got in touch with me, Aisling. Aisling was one of the amazing soul sisters who came out to the 40 foot and swam with us. Was that this time last year?
Must have been.
Yeah. So anyway, Aisling got in touch with me, as often many people do, about podcasts. So Aisling sent me a little message and said, how are you? For about 10 years now, I have been wanting to start a podcast. And hello. And I was, but I don't know how to do it. My friends are starting a podcast, so they're doing it, but I have no idea how to do it. Could you give me some tips? I would be eternally grateful. And I said, of course, you've come to the right place. I have all the details. I can give you the mic specs and the platform to record on and a little bit of, you know, tips here and there. Hit YouTube. There's great videos to watch. But what it really, what it reminded me of was the fact that Aisling is coming to me as a complete novice to learn how to make a podcast. And actually, I am an expert in this area. But I also want to start a podcast. So I do this with you, Soul Sisters. I mean, all the best people have two podcasts, right? So Aisling has come to me for advice, but it reminded me that even though I have all of the know-how, I am still procrastinating and delaying on starting my own podcast. Mm-hmm. And it gave me an opportunity to sit back and think about where I am with that and what's going on. And I realized as I listened to Aisling's message, she was like, you know, I should have started it and I really want to. And she was giving herself such a hard time about it. And I realized only lately that I had been doing the same thing. I had been like, come on, you're procrastinating. You're a waste of space. You know how to do it. Like, why don't you just get it done? Like, get it out there. And I stopped with that internal monologue lately. And I said to myself, how about you look at it as in you're planning? And how about you let the world decide when it's ready for your podcast? So rather than sitting and feeling like you are less than and you are not doing what you should be doing, why don't you take this time as a creative exercise to get yourself in the headspace and believe that when the time is right, it will happen. Last week's dish was Nick Mohammed, who played Nathan in Ted Lasso, if you ever watched it. He's a lovely guy and it's a great interview. And he said, he talked about procrastination and he said there was a study done on architects and it was actually the architects who procrastinated who created better things than the ones that got straight into it. So he and Nick Mohammed writes a lot of screenplays and TV shows. And he said, I'm a big fan of kind of allowing something to just sit in the back of your head for a while, allow it to gestate rather than going hell for leather and trying to get it out there.
Because I was just going to say about Aisling there, there are so many people that start podcasts and don't ask a podcaster, any tips? Yeah. How do I do this? Yeah. And then they put out a podcast and the sound mightn't be good or they mightn't have the right equipment and they're just like, oh, I just need to get it out there. It's actually really wise to do your homework and do your research and do it properly.
Exactly. And let that stuff settle. Let it sit and imagine what it's going to be like and dream about it. And then this is the line that I'll wrap this up on. Guess what? I can't find it. Oh, yeah. And OK, I'll leave you with this. The magic you are searching for is in the things you are avoiding. So just sit and dream and let it happen.
Big thanks to Colgate Max White Ultra for supporting Soul Sisters this season. Unlike regular whitening toothpaste that only removes surface stains, Colgate Max White Ultra's unique formula goes beyond the surface to remove deep stains and deeply whiten your teeth in just 3 days. And that gives us a reason to smile every single week, but I'd like to know your extra reason to smile this week, Claire.
Well, this is a lovely one. So I live very close to Wimbledon. I'm in SW16 and Wimbledon is in SW19. And a few years ago with some friends of mine, we went down to Wimbledon Park and queued to get tickets to the tournament. My mum, Eileen Solon, OG Soul Sister, is a huge tennis fan. Like all of my memories of my childhood in the summertime were doing a summer camp with my mum because she was a PE teacher and then going down to my aunt's house and sitting and they would watch the tennis just all afternoon and we might have strawberries and cream and it was just, you know, it was such a ceremony. It was just beautiful. So my mum about 25 or 26 years ago went to Wimbledon and unfortunately for the few days that she was there, Rain. It rained on her parade, it delayed play, and she did not get the full experience.
That's cruel.
And I thought to myself, how can me and my mama bear do some bonding this summer? And I thought, wait a minute, why don't I get Eileen Solon over here and we will make our way down at 5 a.m. to Wimbledon Park and queue with all of the other people to get into Wimbledon and sit in the sunshine and enjoy the tennis. So I text her and I said, Mama, what do you think? And she said, oh, great idea. It's on my bucket list. It's still on my bucket list.
Oh my God! Wimbledon's on my bucket list too.
Is it?
Oh, I would love to go.
Well,
so what happens when you queue up? Can you go to the matches?
Yeah. So basically, the time I went with my friends, we just missed centre court tickets. So we got court number one tickets. I remember watching Stan Wawrinka at the time, dishy and very good at tennis. But it was the only mistake we made, and which I won't do with my mama bear, is we brought some P-Sec down and we started drinking Prosecco quite early. And so all three of us were sitting with our kind of hats on in like the midday sun, actually feeling quite sleepy watching the tennis. So so Eileen Zolan will have, no doubt, apples, bananas and bottles of water for us. Oh,
I'm so happy for you.
You are so welcome, by the way, if you'd like to come.
Do you know what? This is so perfect for your mom and you. Like, I wouldn't dream of joining you, but I need like text throughout the day.
Absolutely. I'll have updates for you.
Well, listen, that gave me a reason to smile. And I hope all the Soul Sisters too.
Colgate Max White Ultra's whitening technology has been backed by science and dental professionals as a product that actually works. And it helps you feel radiant, confident and empowered in those important life moments where you want to smile like you mean it. So hello to Aoife Buckley McKenzie, who sent me a lovely message and said, Claire, you're glowing. What's going on? What would you be doing now for that skin of yours? And I thought, this is a great question for me because I was an acne sufferer for years and years and years. And I was just massively paranoid about my skin for years. And so it's lovely to get a compliment about glowing skin. So I wanted to give you I wanted to give you the interesting things in my life that are making my skin better.
Okay.
So the things that would have stressed me out in my past are actually the things that make my skin good now. First thing, sebum. Oily skin. I have oily skin rather than dry skin, very combination skin. So that oil actually does help me out, especially now that I'm going into perimenopause time and things are kind of changing.
Oil, yeah, you're not only getting a dry vagina, you're getting a dry face.
Couldn't have put it better myself. Yes. Mm-hmm. So things are drying up, but the sebum, the sebum is still fluid and it's definitely helping my skin stay glowy and dewy. The other thing that used to really stress me out for years and kind of still does to a certain extent is how much I sweat. So I am a sweater. Like if you get me on a dance floor, my face is sweating. And also when I run, my bikini line sweats. Like it's, you know, and like I'm a sweaty person, but actually what I've done now is I've kind of leaned into that and I go to hot yoga, I go to hot Pilates, and I also do quite a bit of saunaing these days. And actually that is really good for the skin because it makes you sweat and then it clears out all of those toxins that are in your skin. When I come out of a hot room or a hot sauna, my skin is like a baby's bottom. My third S, you're going to be happy to see, is
the holy grail for skin.
Simproof. So I got a call. So I did three after you and Jerry did your podcast series in January. I got Simproof. We all got Simproof in my household after that. And I did the 3 months, right? And then guess what? I got a call from Simproof the other day. And the lady asked me, I saw you bought Simproof. I was wondering if you were going to get another 3 months. She said to me, what are the benefits you've felt from Simproof? And I said to her, you know what? I can't put my finger on it, but I just feel better. So the lady says to me, that's okay. Maybe, what about your skin? And I was like, there you go. It's helping my skin. So I straight away on the phone with her, got another 3 months of Simproof. Because if it ain't broke, you know?
Yeah. I really believe Simproof is so good for your skin. Do you? I feel a difference in my skin with Simproof. Like I wouldn't have perfectly textured skin by any means. I'm on a bit of a skin journey at the moment. So I go and I see Dr. Adele down the Aura Skin Clinic and she did a load of amazing facials on me last year. She did like lasers and stuff like that changed the texture of my skin. I felt like one of my makeup artists said, oh, the texture of your skin is different. So that really helps me. But I'm using a lot of retinol at the moment. because I think retinol is the one for me, and an oil cleanser. Like I'm a combination girl just like you, but I feel like the oily cleanser is like the best for getting your makeup off.
And tell me the retinol, how often do you use the retinol?
So I'm using it like 4 or 5 nights a week.
Wow, that's a lot. Your skin can take that, obviously.
So I felt like a bit of flakiness because I got a new retinol. I went into Space NK in Dundrum because like we have a Space NK in Dundrum now. And I treated myself to a really nice retinol and I've been using it, but like I am getting a little bit of peel. I'm in a phase at the moment, like with my 60 best friends this morning, I was a little bit conscious of my skin because I wasn't wearing much makeup and I was like, ooh, but like, you know. It's a journey, man.
I also use a retinol. I use it once a week because I'm combination, but my dry bits are dry. So I will have like a mustache of dryness if I'm not careful. Mm. The other two things I wanted to mention in terms of what I put on to make myself look dewy. Jones Road, Bobby Brown's new line, Miracle Balm. That gives you a lovely sheen. And the OG, Charlotte Tilbury's Hollywood Flawless Filter also gives me a lovely sheen.
And Pippa's Universal Glow, you have got to get it. And there's SPF in it and it gives you the most amazing glow. And it smells amazing. And I tell Pippa every time I see her, this is global. It needs to be global.
This glow is global. My recommendation this week is a podcast. It's actually a podcast guest. When I find a guest I enjoy, I will then search my podcast app to find them on other podcasts. And so I can really get their information in my head. So this guy is Dr. Daniel Amen. And he is a psychiatrist, but he is the founder of the Amen Clinics, which has the world's largest database of brain scans. He has 225,000 brain scans in his clinic. He's worked with Justin Bieber, Bella Hadid, Miley Cyrus. And the title of the episode is The ADHD Doctor. ADHD and coffee is damaging your brain. So that's, you know, just a hook to try and get you in. But actually listening. So basically why I listen to this guy, because I feel at the moment brain health is something that people are talking about quite a lot. You know, we go through trends and cycles with what's being talked about. And at the moment, I think our brains are under the microscope, which is, of course, wonderful. So this is a really interesting episode because he just gives you really snackable takeaways about how you can improve your brain health and what actually might be damaging your brain health. So it's Diary of a CEO. The episode is from the 30th of October, 2023. But this guy is definitely worth a listen.
Okay, so mine is two girls in Dublin who are brilliant at what they do and have started their own business. And it's been going quite a while now. People probably know them. It's Roisin and Aisling Kavanagh, and their business is called Your Content Besties. Now, I've probably spoken about them on Soul Sisters before. So basically, you hire these girls. They're experts in like how to capture content, how to capture videos, take photos, get the crowd going. They know what to look out for your business. You hire them and then they make reels, put together videos for your business. So you hire them to come to your event or come out to your day to capture like the essence of your business. And then you let the young people go and do what they do best, which is make things look amazing. So Roisin came to New York with us and she was amazing because she's got confidence. So she's able to work the crowd as well. Mm. She came over, she got amazing footage for us. So Your Content Besties, if you've got any event, it's so genius, isn't it?
It is so genius and it's so needed because as you say, the young folk just do it as if they were born to do it. Whereas we like, and also to go back to what you started with about smelling your bouquet at your wedding. If you want to enjoy your day, you want to know somebody else is capturing that so you can look back at it.
Yeah. So when we were in New York, I didn't have to worry about like getting videos or doing this or doing that. And I could be present with people and know that your content besties are on it. They've got your back. So they are your content besties on Instagram. If you've got anything coming up, just send them a DM. They'll see if it can work out for you and for them. And it could be a match made in heaven. So this week's quote, I couldn't wait till the podcast. I had to text it to you on, what day was that? Thursday, I think. And it is, emotions are reactions to the rules your personality has created.
I had to sit down and really think about this.
Should I write this in the episode show notes? Because you might need to see it written down.
Definitely.
Okay. Emotions are reactions to the rules your personality has created.
What does that mean to you?
We hold things so tightly sometimes. So every emotion we have, it's, you know, we're setting ourselves up for them, I suppose, with the way we think about and look at the world.
So true. Rigidity. Have a look at your life and the way that you live your life and the way your mind works and say, as we've talked about before on this season of Soul Sisters, expectation kills the joy, kills it, because you set yourself up for a fall every single time.
Mm. Yeah, it's a good one. Okay, I'll put it in the show notes so people can sit with that and look at it and just take it all in. So thank you so much for tuning in. Send us a little message. Tell us where in the world you're listening to Soul Sisters. We have all across America, people in Canada, New Zealand, Australia. But please do send us a message. I'd love to know like the really random places people are listening. I actually got a DM from somebody because I put up this thing about Aer Lingus are doing direct flights to Denver now. And I was like, oh, what if we did a trail run in the Rockies? And one of the girls sent me a message back and she's like, there's a good few Irish over here. Please come to Denver.
How cool. Like,
wow. Wow. Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing. I was tagged in a story by Lara this morning. Lara is in Australia. She was in her bath, a bubble bath, by the way. So it was a VIP bath. And she was listening to Phil Collins and Soul Sisters.
Jeez, they love themselves over in Australia, don't they? Yeah, they have a great life.
If it wasn't so far away, I'd go there myself.
I know, maybe we should go, Claire.
I would. I mean, I'm there.
I would go in a second.
Aer Lingus, could you fly us to Australia to gather on the beach with all the Soul Sisters for a bit of a run? Go on.
And then one of them is bound to let you in their bath by the end of it.
That's where we'll gather, actually. We'll gather at public baths.
Okay.
Some of us will run, the others will bathe.
Well, brilliant. Thank you so much, as we said, for tuning in. Lots of love. We love you guys. And we appreciate all the love and support and good vibes always.
Absolutely. And that's what we're here to do, to bring love and good vibes. If you want to drop in, slide into my DMs, please do. I'm having great chats in there all together.
Mm-hmm.
That's at Claire Solon, if you're not already following me.
Brilliant. Okay, I'll see you next week, Claire.
See you then.